Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The race is on in Wisconsin to fill the congressional seat of Republican Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Democrats were already clamoring to challenge Paul Ryan as they hope to ride this wave of reaction against President Trump in 2018. Yesterday, I spoke with iron worker Randy Bryce, who's attracted national attention and the money of national Democrats. Kathy Myers is also seeking her party's nomination in Wisconsin's first congressional district. Myers is a school teacher and a member of the school board in Paul Ryan's hometown. Town of Janesville.
To be perfectly honest, I don't think that Democrats have done as good of a job as they can or should to speak to people about our vision and how we can improve their lives.
I asked Kathy Myers how she planned to convince Republicans and independents to elect a Democrat to Congress in a district Paul Ryan held for 20 years and that Donald Trump won by 10 points.
The district is complex. It is indicative, I think, of the swing vote nature of Wisconsin. I believe that Paul Ryan was weak. The seat was winnable. People in the district were feeling that things like the tax plan and the health care plan that he proposed to replace the ACA, they felt as though he really wasn't concerned at all with the state of their lives.
Do you see this as purely an economic message, an economic race? A lot of people say 2018, people are going to sort of vote for or against Donald Trump in a way. But what about in your district? Is this an economic race for you?
Yes, I believe so. We have jobs in the first congressional district. The unemployment situation in Wisconsin as a whole has gotten better. But the problem is that wages have not kept up. That, I think, is a part of the economic message that we have to address. Not just jobs, but really good paying jobs and forward thinking jobs.
Now, Kathy, your opponent in this primary, Randy Bryce, has attracted quite a lot of attention from outside, of course, on social media and the rest of it. And a lot of Democrats on the outside think that maybe he's the answer to this Midwestern riddle, this riddle that confounded Democrats when they lost the Midwest and lost the election in 2016. Oh, he's a union iron worker in Wisconsin, the Midwest, and the rest of it.
Well, I think the phenomenon behind my primary opponent was about that desperation and about the desperation, not just of Democrats, but I will remind people that I'm a high school English teacher. I have 24 years of experience in the classroom. I am very middle class. I am of the background that is relatable to them. I know what their lives are like. And I would also add that I am a staunch union advocate. I have been elected to serve my peers as their union president and vice president. I have the bona fides. I've been elected to the Janesville School Board twice, and I was reelected in 2016, and I more than doubled my vote the second time that I ran.
Now, they're calling 2018 the year of the woman in politics, largely because there's a record number of women running for office at several levels, not just the congressional level. You see yourself as part of that? Is it important to you to try to put more congressional seats in the hands of women?
Absolutely. You know, the Women's March was incredibly inspiring to me. I've been involved in politics, obviously, before that. I have always felt that there needs to be a voice in government for everybody. I ran for Janesville School Board because of the union bashing Act 10 that Scott Walker passed. The voice of teachers, of the professionals in the building was not being heard. And so that's why I ran. I believe that the voice of women is not being heard. And that's one of the reasons why I am running.
Kathy Myers, if you get to Congress, I think you already know this, there are a lot of Democrats in the Democratic base who are already clamoring for impeachment. And you might be asked to vote on that. Have you given that any thought? Are you going to be prepared to vote to impeach the president?
Well, I have given that a lot of thought, actually. And our campaign did a town hall on impeachment last fall, on the prospect of it and what does it take to impeach. We looked very specifically at the emoluments clause. I am not an attorney, but I am a citizen, and I care very deeply if people at the top, our president, thinks that they are above the law.
You said you've looked very specifically at the emoluments clause. Mm-hmm. That's the clause of the Constitution that says the president can't accept any emoluments, any payments from any foreign powers, any head of state of a foreign country. Do you feel like the president has already violated that part of the Constitution?
I do think that there is a case for that. The fact that he has not separated himself entirely from his business dealings, the fact that foreign entities are going to the Trump properties and using those facilities, I believe, in a way to gain favor, is a part of that as well. And I believe that public service is an honor and a privilege. When people violate those things, they should be held to task.
So, Kathy Myers, I think it's pretty safe to say that if you get into the general election against a Republican, that Republicans are going to do with you what they often do with Democrats in congressional races, tie you to Nancy Pelosi, somebody who's pretty unpopular among Republicans and independents. It's a good way to get Republicans to vote against you. Do you think that Nancy Pelosi is a liability for Democrats like you trying to flip seats from red to blue and win in a Republican district?
Well, I don't see that so much in my district. You always have to look to see what is important to the people that you serve. I know that they've tried to demonize her nationally, and for some people, that might be too inside baseball. Running and trying to meet everybody and to deal with all of the phone calls and everything else that you have to do. And plus, I am still working. I am still teaching. Nancy Pelosi has not been at the top of my list of things to concern myself with.
I understand. She is going to be at the top of your list if you get elected. Are you going to support her for speaker if Democrats win back the majority?
Well, you know, I have a lot of respect for Nancy Pelosi. I respect people in leadership, and I know how hard it is to be in leadership. But I also, you know, obviously, I think I have to keep an open mind about that.
Well, Paul Ryan has been representing you since 1998. What can you promise Paul Ryan if you come to represent him?
Well, we might disagree on things every so once in a while. A little understatement there. But, you know, I really believe that it's important to represent all the people. I'm on the Janesville School Board, which is a nonpartisan seat. And so I have served Republicans and Democrats. No matter what your party affiliation, people are looking for a leader and people are looking for a strong public servant, someone who will listen to them, someone who understands their lives. And I will do whatever I think is in the best interest. I will always try to work to improve the lives of the people in my district. That's how I've won in the past, and that's how I've served.
Kathy Myers is an English high school teacher, a member of the school board in Janesville, Wisconsin, and a candidate for Congress in Wisconsin's 1st District, where she's in the Democratic primary in August. Kathy Myers, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And if you missed my conversation with the other Democratic candidate in the Wisconsin 1st District, Randy Bryce, you can find it all at thetakeaway.org.